I tell you that we've got kind of two-way interaction. If you control click and utterance, it will play where it should be in the file.
I'm just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like really nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and we hooked it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display dense information. Now at the moment the application is
We should probably set those sizes because that's such an easy thing
yeah,
to do.
that's true. So at the moment we have a dialog act window and a graphical display. I'm not
Are you
sure.
missing the sound?
The interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh,
It's
there
not
it
like
is.
there suddenly, like I'm probably there just slowly loading. And they don't have the buttons yet.
Yeah.
So at the moment the display is still decoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure. Is this, it probably looks like Vera's data.
That's Vera's data on the display, but the segments are just made up, aren't they?
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment, but the code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just Vera's data at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment yet properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on, I realize I'm almost pointing at my screen and you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on leak intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which is really silly to have just copied it. But just to show, Dave has put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in the. I'm not even sure why I'm making loud, it's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialog acts.
You can also control click on the dialog acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
So and that already this part here already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with chess instead just to see a
Yeah,
difference.
if you want. Like
Where
that one looks almost com just you need to.
So which version of my adventure was that?
The
Oh,
original, the very first one.
we were like doing this, we were just conserving the whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the
Dave, where what am I looking for? Am I looking for a data manager? Where am I looking? Is
It'll
it
be
a
in
physical
program.
file menu file? Is it
Where
here?
do I call your display?
Is it here where I'm where it's importance file?
No, it's on your display, where it calls which one to get, you just need to change the flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do the summary
Oh no,
as
actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary gets called in Program Manager, you can do it.
So are you basing it on certain thresholds,
No,
ones
not yet,
ranked
it's just
of
picks the top ranked ones at the moment.
okay, so where does it
The
show?
easiest thing is in Program Manager where it makes the summary is probably the best place to do it.
Do you know where that is? Just above?
It'll be above that.
Above that.
It'll be down, it's gonna be after the data manager's
In
made.
this main, in this
Yeah,
row.
that our new summary.
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah,
And
I
there's
can't
something
remember
with a
where I put
one.
it. Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. Yeah, try the summaries constructor.
What's the difference? So this
Well, it
summary
reads them
is.
into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select one it, which one it gives back.
Shall I just swap the file names around for now?
Yeah, if you want.
I don't want that to crash or anything.
That should be fine.
Oh yeah, and we really leave a summary here to find out what's
Yeah, I
happening.
should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
So if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody just like a thing, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff.
Yeah. It's weird, online it complains about.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display version just yet.
Okay.
But that should be a small.
Ah, that's a very old one where there, I think those S's and E's and some of the single letters are because of the problem with my.
Yeah, no, this is very old. We should never call the top set stuff
thing.
We were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And. Yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time? What would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a relative, so it should always whatever reduce to half.
It
makes
it make more sense. Yeah.
An alternative view would be that.
Yeah, perhaps more than half.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess that could be
adapted.
An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead. But if you, like,
I think that, to be honest, is something we can worry about at the end. I mean, that's quite trivial to change, and we've got a lot of other work to do. Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly, I think. Okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle changing results. What kind of index? So you can make them in a hash map or something.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing?
Certainly for now, yeah.
Certainly for now, probably for good, but
yeah.
Wait, do you want, you know, I just got there for one meeting, are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
Do you take it from my directory, or do I have to put it in?
Well, at the moment it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from?
It'd probably be best to make a copy
from?
Of it. I just thought. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java Native Interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. So I think I'll just write out a script and do it.
Okay.
with the system call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it. I don't think it'll take that long anyway.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time that the clock doesn't start before, or that the audio doesn't start.
So yeah, we just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah.
It's not a big problem.
Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external, like for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished, because in general, like, that's sort of running parallel.
Yeah. I don't think I'll need it really, because I'll just dump out a temporary file. I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we'd probably have to make the graphical display a bit more information.
Quite a lot of weight on surfing through meetings. So we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group at the beginning.
It's not too difficult to do in a sort of a hack kind of way, because we can just treat it all
as one
meeting.
Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information, like
we'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it like, so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see the thing. Yeah, I mean, that's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them as hard boundaries.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do they also present that in this window and do they go across meetings?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality. That simply there's one button that says find similar segments,
yeah.
And then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it didn't be displayed on.
Well, I'm not. So you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select like to a selected meeting in to a selected segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating them. So.
No, I think that's. I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like.
It might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it will still appear continuous on the display.
Well, I'm not sure if it's worth like you say, find me similar segments, and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment. I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how are we going to display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those as search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call. And if it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one, and then then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Okay.
And then you could like we could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs, and mine would give the start segment IDs. So basically, this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is. Wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the utterance, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance as
Yeah,
well.
sure. Yeah, so in your case, like you would basically would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part
Yeah,
of the.
we probably select it, yeah.
Yeah, in
Makes
my
sense
case, it
to.
would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it, and the selection moves, and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced are we going to have our search? Because I definitely think we should restrict it to. I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers
Yeah.
and things like that, but
Yeah.
nothing too fancy.
Yeah, if you can pass me like the dialogue back from where the where the speaker is.
We have them on
Well,
the paper at the moment.
with the speaker ID.
Yeah, that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact,
Did
if
you
someone
check?
could create a file with the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh yeah,
Just grab
Is that
it.
done?
That file.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that as well,
Just.
Where is it? Is it in the group directory?
It's in the data. Yeah, group data.
Okay.
Speaker data or something.
Yeah, it's, the data manager should be quite well documented,
Yeah.
so you should be able to use that for your
Sure.
search quite easily.
Yeah.
So what about
Is it, sorry, can I use that at the moment? It's ready to get dialogue back to it with.
From yeah, on the dialogue app level, I've not got it reading in the topic segments yet,
Yeah.
just because that was lower priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the you can get all the utterances.
All right. Yeah, so we need to get some other thing. Anything else? Anything else?
So what about a general layout like this, that we have here the dialog apps and there the player, and here we have the search button and the similarity thing button.
So,
Maybe
where are we
then.
going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit and make a little bar on the left, yeah, like search results in there.
Yeah.
I think we probably like we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like, we'll basically we'll get something to print out their location, so we'll arrange it in a nice little order.
And
We.
alternatively, we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just so that
Yeah,
it matters.
it's quite easy to do though, so I think we probably should.
Apparently, Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past, did demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working, and that's what we're going to do as well. Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
No, we should try running their thing again,
Yeah.
see what it does now.
They have all
Or
the
just
secrets.
delete all their code.
Yeah, and they have actually great access to all the secrets.
Or just make it print obscene messages in the background to standard output.
Yeah.
If anything, we build in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the day of the dialogue. Yes, we
doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all. You have to pause it and play it for it taking it. Yeah, that's their clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up
the. Oh, it's all part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override their component and just override whatever the action for their flight power is?
I don't know, we'd have to look in their code and see what it actually does. It seems it's really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work. Yeah. Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus two times, it should be half. Because that would be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah. So something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would our skip automatically?
It should do, but you've probably gone past the end of the file. I don't know, I think it's just it did do it, it's that bright selection. Being, yeah, either that or another. Something that might be quite cool is if you could, you know, like some applications, when you open a file, you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that, that displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open the file or something like that. Yeah. The summarizer is quite quick, it could probably do it dynamically. Yeah, it'd look pretty and. I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it in only 5 lines, but.
Probably that would be the same thing that you also display up here, because I really think that having like some, but that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines, like really just getting, I think getting 1 or 2 best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Another quite good thing might be do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips to things in Java? I've never done it before. Because what would be quite cool is if on the search result you could give it each one a tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after, so that when you hovered over it. But yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should use it though. Because I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with the preview, we'll be able to get tooltips fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff, so I wonder how good that looks. But you can try that.
It's quite common in like some applications.
Really?
Yeah.
So far, I'm using tooltips a few words now. But yeah, that should be fairly easy. I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do, it's just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just an indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something.
Mm.
Then I can just like repaint a small area.
All you need to do is just one value. the height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the color that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that color, and then the next one.
I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that now the calculations of like where we are in time here are all correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far, but it should be. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the measurement dimensions? Or do you think there'll be a point when you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So, I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to dimensionalize that early, but otherwise I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
I'm actually, at the moment, I don't see how many people can work on the
No,
provisioning
right
part.
now it probably wouldn't be that much benefit. Right now it probably wouldn't be much benefit.
No.
As soon as I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. So that could be quite difficult. I would have to tag some parts of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better. Because I don't know how to do the task.
So this is the component-based evaluation you was talking about
Yeah,
yesterday, isn't it?
Ryan is really keen on
Yeah. That's a bit annoying because, like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, "Look, it's great."
Yeah, we just inform them.
Yeah.
I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part because it was sort of just like a decision we've taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report. There's nothing new we can say about it this
Yeah,
time. And
like
I thought
just
he said that in the meeting before we wrote the report. And then he came back with this criticism saying like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation. And then when we did it in the last report, we said we're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail.
Yeah, he did give us the open.
Yeah.
That translates to 80%. Like if those actually translate to really like their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they do, 'cause that's the first 60%, isn't it?
16%,
It's,
yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
I think they're 10%.
They're only
10%.
10%.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%. How was
I thought they were 30.
that? Okay. How much do you think they were?
I think they were 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Not bad. But also, it just means that it's relatively lenient because, I mean, the reports were, I think, were good reports, but like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that he's not hell-bent on.
Yeah, I suppose you can see what can what can.
Yeah.
And then he'll see the final display and he'll realize that it was all fake, that he didn't do anything.
I think we rampantly underestimated how long it'd take to do the actual software engineering bit.
See, the thing is, like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now. I'm rid of it, including the dissertation and DIL.
Same for me.
See, I'll probably just be starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SNLP thing and the DM project. What are you doing for your DM project?
I'm going to do like an online museum archive and get like a document for each
Mm. There's, yeah, I kind of nicked the idea that he went about Chord ML. I'm gonna make one for guitar tablature. Yeah, I think it might have bit off more than I could chew, cause I think it's gonna be quite hard.
Do like music notation and stuff.
Well, tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information, but
Not.
see how far I get anyway.
So, Jasmine, if you got something like this and like this for with your current paper, would that help in? Look, I've been promising this for a week now, really, so I'm gonna keep.
Yeah, don't know if it's it might be a help.
This is empty at the moment. I mean, it's pretty much just a question of copying it over up.
Yeah. We can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, I think.
Can probably add a open file dialog box with minimum effort, because I think the ready-made component returns a string for a file name.
It may even return a file directly,
Or
if
that,
possible.
yeah. So we can do that today?
Probably. Thing is, it I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to call it file open or anything like that, because it's more like an option to set the paths.
Yeah, but what
Because
if
it
you
reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning as a startup option, just to ask for a file name. Then we can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Well, I'm not sure if you had that problem before, finding the Java X media stuff.
Oh yeah, that did happen once before.
Yeah, I was like suddenly panicking at 11, and then I realized that I just thought it would be fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I got that thing. Yeah, so the video work, which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Per utterance, I print the utterances in here. And the idea of the utterance and
So would it be easy slash just difficult slash impossible, like at the moment, if we skip to treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the ideas from top to bottom and.
Or even just the entire corpus. That's what Colin's file's got.
But the entire
Shouldn't make
corpus
so
is.
much difference if I just take a file or where one meeting is in concatenate on this. Shouldn't be
Because it's easy to load that much just text.
Where do you think you can do something like that? I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the meet the IDs can have gaps and stuff in them otherwise, and it means you have to read through the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the varlet numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus, so the
Yeah.
same meeting begins with 300
Yeah.
or something.
No, but so that's what I was thinking, that like the second meeting should continue where the first one stopped, and for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings are not
Well, at the
exactly.
moment, the main data that's just uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got them uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus.
Yeah, for instance. Okay, and that's
And it
that.
makes more sense to do that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why, sort of like, until here it's the meeting about this thing, and then it's that thing, and then it's like.
Yeah,
Whereas
but
if.
that's the point of the data manager, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the name each dialect meeting dot dialect
It's
number,
possible, but
maybe from the name, but.
it's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialog at number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialog ats, which is quite nice.
Maybe we're talking so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only like the display would only display
Well,
one group?
you could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if I mean I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager series of meetings as one single
But
thing
you
rather
may
than.
not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas the data, if you do it in the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can say
Well, it's
maybe.
just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely def like I see each group is completely separate
Yeah,
from
but
all the
that's a
data that you
decision
have.
we're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
But would it still like would we still in the logic of it still have continuous IDs if you say we take just one meeting? Like would the display, for example, still be able to just say I want from whatever from the first until the last and everything in between sort of and the data manager would then display that
Yeah,
just for
I
that
don't see why
meeting.
not.
Okay, well, if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your topic
Well,
settings?
I've only done that for the first meeting,
Oh,
but yeah,
okay, I
that's
thought you
common.
had done all of them.
For the topic segments?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, for the topic segments I have, but for the multi-member series, I've just got one meeting so far. But the idea was that it would be
Yeah.
continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous in chronological order.
Okay.
Is that what you've got? Because different meeting series overlap, I think. And then, yeah. For example, S, but I'm not F0 values for every speaker or something
I'm not
like
sure. I
that.
haven't really looked at the data.
How will I count it up? I mean.
If there's no value, I guess you have to put zero in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
That's because when it's not zero, it's just a null.
Well, it might be more sensible to assign it an average value.
But wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it was present, though, wouldn't we? Well, we'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, that's where I was at. So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no zero.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different
Yeah.
importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
Yeah, in the summarizer would be the ideal place to do that.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display? I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is whatever, if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then we could do adjustments and wear probably in the same
You
scale.
could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
Yeah.
But we really want to display them separately because the
For
user
now.
won't
No,
output
for
for now
now.
for us.
Yeah, for us.
Might be interesting. Can we use just the word importance?
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about
Yeah, I think
was what and
we
what
shouldn't.
contributed to the blue sport and what
Should
contributed to the red one.
assume
I
a
think that wouldn't be a good
non-linguistic
idea.
user. But I think probably for us, like in developing it would be interesting. Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. What does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing? Like what that? No, nobody's done much color work.
Well, I don't know how to do it in Java, but
Well, it's not a problem of doing it. Like I think
the trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like, it comes up to like red two or three times and
okay.
stuff like that.
Well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, GIMP color cube.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Okay, so we introduced a version of this which opens up with a dialog box, where you can select the file. Is that right there?
Yeah.
And then you'll get this type of display with a file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking about swapping
Well,
that?
there's no reason why it can't swap meetings at the moment if the data's there for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for their own corpus now, or?
Yeah, that's the most sensible way to do it, I think.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting and like sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's, well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well. Like, there's access classes all defined for
Is
that.
anyone providing that at the moment?
Yeah, it's in your file, isn't it?
No.
Because each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Okay.
Yeah, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure in the absolute dialogue at numbers for the meeting?
I
Because
don't
we
know.
normally all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
So
Right.
just keep, yeah, just enumerate it for the next number three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program, I think. Prevent us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent.
Yeah, I'm not sure about, as in I just don't understand much about how difficult it is to do different things.
No, it's not really difficult. I can do that from using different importance measures and
As long as
using traits to make measures.
everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when we're reading it in.
Well, we have got the index for converting from Vera's IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got indexes for all
Oh,
meetings now.
okay.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to like load it. So yours would always be loaded in, I guess, like there would only be one version of your data and you can just overwrite the version if you want. But you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No, I don't.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having it as file open because it'll be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option and the
What would be the
location of them.
option?
Or just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make it an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization, or?
Yeah, that makes
Because I was
sense.
just thinking so that both Jasmine and Vera could see their data version
Oh,
of
of
it.
course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both, has two win utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, you'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting too much?
To add another dialog app window is really easy.
So we would have
Or like say if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half one, the bottom half the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one an average that we can change the parameters for. And then yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialogue ads.
Would that not require three props and
No, I'll just have two of them not synced up
would
because
that
it's
also
just for evaluating the data.
okay. Because the dialogue the display also gives the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if that's just if there's just one of them, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh right, yeah, I see what
So
you
why don't we
mean.
just make a switch? Why don't we make a switch instead, like
Oh no, it's still good because oh no, it isn't.
I don't want to like
Yeah, I
make
know what you
the
mean.
three internal time scales, so it's just getting messy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess really, I mean, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing, just create three scripts or two
Yeah, I
scripts
suppose.
which load a parameter, command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just there.
No, hold on. It wouldn't need three internal timescales because only one synced to the clock. Oh,
Okay.
and the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that. The bar is real time, isn't it? So they would all be in the same timescale.
Okay, would the others? We just have three summarizers and then they all synced up in one clock.
No, only one of them syncs,
Okay, the other
and
one
two
is
of
just
them
a
are just,
static dialog and a
yeah.
response.
Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating the
Okay.
data.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three for.
Yeah, I mean, not in the final version,
No,
just
no,
for
sure.
now.
Or maybe to start with just two, like without even combining them in any sophisticated way,
Yeah.
just two. Yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? So sorry, I'm doing posing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them, do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort to?
Well, that's the thing, it is going to take more than like an hour or something, it's not worth it.
Because we'll never have more than two, and we'll never have
Yeah.
we either have one or two, so in the end. Because you don't have different versions of well, I guess you probably do. But then also we'd have to find more sophisticated way of loading it, specifying the parameters, so that you might be
That's
able to.
easy because mine can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that so we'd have to have some dialog box for opening stuff. It might take half an hour in the display, not more than that.
Mine, I need to make a minor addition to the data manager and the summarizer, but it's more or less ready to go with
But
that.
it might actually, I think it might not really be worth it, to be honest. Let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a variable script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one.
Okay.
That should be fairly easy to do that. If I just double the display and you make a color non-synced up second dialog X,
That should be easy.
yeah, and then they can fine-tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different, just disconnect it from whatever it's doing,
Yeah, I
and then
think.
have that set the length of the summary or something like
Yeah, I
that.
think that's what we should do. So the thing is, it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacted to that. Like the rate is probably a property which
Well, it doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play at the moment. So you have to stop it and start it to make any effect.
Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we actually extend fast charging, it should just be a matter of changing one single method.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player and connect it up to our summarizer so it makes different length summaries. Because, like, we could make that not even have, like, a real sort of meaning, just put, like, max and min, and the user can just, like, set it in between wherever they want to, without actually telling them what it actually means, if you see what I mean.
We could justify also some stuff like that by in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity in the numbers and
Yeah.
stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we
We
could
should
justify
certainly
some of
take
this.
away the labels that say minus four times as well. That's incredibly unintuitive.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
So what kind of change will you impose on the summarization? Because if we fine-tune it, into
Well,
that and it's not finished, it doesn't make any sense.
I won't make any huge changes. Like, it'll always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure, like just a weighted average is probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly thresholding it.
So you, at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed, or
No,
how
it
do
just takes the top like 20 or 50
you?
or
Okay, so it's
however
some
many.
kind of threshold that is
Yeah.
set.
Shall we meet in an hour or so? We're probably gonna eat or something.
Well, I was gonna go to the gym at about 3, so.
Okay, well then we're planning the same, but we won't get so much done before 3, that's the problem.
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It'd make more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the
Well, it'll
displays.
be after 4 then, because I'm gonna go at 3
Yeah, sure,
to the
okay.
gym.
So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
So meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be enough time. Because, yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think. Because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done. And, like, when I go home, I'll spend, like, the same amount of time and get loads done, if you see what I mean.
So we can meet in 5 and after at the 5 and after tower and just work on. So I'll make sure that my display does all the stuff we can talk
Yeah,
about
okay.
until then. And then we put those things together.
Okay.
And you're not working on the server. It's ready for
So you can be up
tomorrow.
there as well.
Yeah, so we can control the amount of work.
It's all Java docs. The
Yeah.
only class that's not Java doc is the program manager, because that's written on Ruby.
But I mean, like, we should discuss together which, like, how the search interacts with the rest. So that's not something that can't just be based on.
If you want, if it's useful, I can have each utterance stored.
format would